The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, everybody knows the story, because you've heard it a million times, I trust, of how in 7 days God made the heavens and the earth and everything that's in the heavens and the earth. And he made the sun and the moon and the stars, and he made the dry land, and he made the water, and he made all the fishings and the swimming things in the water, and he made creeping things to crawl on the ground, and all of the animals. And he finished it all off, and he made man and woman in his own likeness. Everybody's heard the story many times. We've heard it so many times that I bet you don't even think about it anymore. But this morning I ask you to think about it, because that was our first reading. And the first reading ended by saying that after God made all the things in the heavens and on the earth, he rested on the seventh day. And that's what I ask you to think about. Question for you here this morning. Why on earth would God need to rest? Do you think God was tired? Do you think God said to himself, "Gosh, I tell you, all this creation is exhausting. I got to find a place to sit down, kick up my feet, and drink me a diet soda, because I need a break," right? You think that's what God said? No, 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 no. So the question is, why did God rest? And you know that the answer is right there in the reading, and most people miss it. God rested not because he was tired. God rested so that he could make the seventh day holy. He blessed it and made it holy, which raises another question a lot of people don't ever stop to ask. What does holy mean? Most people think the word holy means you're kneeling down and saying a prayer, got your hands folded, you're lighting a candle in the church with your hands like this. That's not what holy means. You know what holy means? I'll tell you. Holy means set apart for God. That's what holy means. It means different from everything else in the world because it's set apart for God. For example, this building we're in, it's not like any other building you've ever seen. Everybody knows this is a church. Why? Because it's different. Set apart for God, right? You couldn't use this building, for example, like as a branch office of a bank. It's different. It's set apart for God. It's holy. Or how about the altar? That's not an ordinary table right there. You take one look at that altar and you say, you know what? That's different. It's set apart for God. It belongs to God. It's holy. You know what happens when we take something holy and we use it like it's something common and ordinary? It cheapens it. For example, chalice on the altar. Everybody knows that chalice is set apart for God, right? It's not like any other cup you've ever seen. What would you think if I took that chalice off the altar after Mass, went back to my office, and used it to drink a hot coffee? Right? You'd say, "Wait a minute, Father, you can't do that. That's wrong." Because you know it belongs to God. Now, here's the question. What does it mean that you are supposed to be holy? What does it mean? It means you're supposed to be different from all the other peoples in the world. It means because you follow Christ, you're going to think different from how other people think. You're going to speak different from how other people speak. And you're going to act different from how other people act. That's what holy means. And our model for that is Christ. Right? So in the first reading, God set the Sabbath day apart to be holy, which means a day unlike any other day of the week. And we've really messed that up, haven't we? Question for you. For most people out there, is Sunday any different from Saturday? It's just another day off for most people. I mean, same work for most people, same schedule. For most people, the only difference between Saturday and Sunday is that on Saturday they watch college sports and on Sunday they watch the pros. We've really messed that up. And we need to get it back. And here's the reason. Because in God's plan, rest and work are important. In God's plan, we're supposed to work. Yes, we already know that. But we're supposed to rest. And here's why. Rest restores our relationships with God and with everybody else. If you ever have a relationship that's weak or needs help, do you know how to fix it? I'll tell you how. Give it time. Give it time when you're not doing anything else. Give it carefree timelessness, and your relationship will get stronger. For example, picture a couple of people, maybe a couple of sweethearts are talking on the phone, maybe a couple of old friends are talking on the phone, and they talk on that phone for a solid 2 hours. They hang up the phone, and you ask them, "What'd you talk about?" And they say, "Nothing. Nothing." Carefree timelessness. That's what relationships need. That's why there's a Sabbath. That's why there's a Sabbath. It's supposed to be a day different from every other day of the week in which we take time out and do nothing else but remember God. And you know where the Sabbath day came from? It came from the days of Moses and Pharaoh when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And God said to Moses, "You go to Pharaoh, you tell him, give me a day in which I don't do work so that I can remember God. Because if you don't, you're going to forget me." So Moses went to the Pharaoh of Egypt and he says, "We need a day in which we don't do any other work because God says if we don't, you know, we're not going to remember God. We're going to forget him." Pharaoh said, "What? You want a day in which you don't do any work? I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Moses. I'm going to give you even more work so that you'll forget God." And that's why the Israelites left Egypt. But do you see the lesson in that? If you don't take time out for God, you will forget. So what we need to do is, of course, we want to make Sunday Mass part of the week. But you know what else we want to do? We want to take little Sabbath minutes throughout the day. That's why we do stuff like come to Mass as a school. Just think of all the work you could be doing back in class right now and that you're not doing it because you're here. Why do we take time out of class to come here to Mass? Why? Because we're different from other schools. We're set apart for God. We take time to build up this relationship that we have with God. We want to do that all throughout our lives. That's why you take time out of your day to pray. And set aside 5 minutes, maybe in the evening, 5 minutes in the morning. That's why you set aside time before the school starts to pray. That's why you take time out of your life and you go to confession. You need it. And you know what else needs your time? Your carefree timelessness. Your relationships with other people need time. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and looked around at all the other people at tables and found a family sitting together, and they're all looking at their phones? It's terrible. They're together, but they're not, right? Or maybe, you know, they're all wearing headphones, and they're together, but they're not. People need time. Be careful that you use your rest time well. Don't use it to hide behind a screen or to hide from other people. Be careful you use your work time well. A lot of people use their work to hide from other people. God gave us work and rest to build up our relationships. That was the plan. Today's the feast day of Saint Joseph the Worker. It's a perfect day to remember that both work and rest are part of God's plan if we'll do it His way, if we'll do it different, if we'll be holy. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today, shall we? Saint Joseph, pray for us.